knows the way it is. Body's too old for working, too young to look like his. But mama went and she left him. I wanted more than he could give. Somebody's gotta take care of him. Quit school, that's what I did, yeah. You got a fast car, fast enough we could fly away. Gotta make a decision, leave tonight, live and die this way. Cause got a fast car, fast enough we could fly away. But gotta make a decision, leave tonight, live and die this way. Sometimes I still miss you. Whiskey on my breath tonight. Sky's not perfect, shade of dark blue. I am too. I am too.
Awesome.
That was so good. That was so good.
Beautiful.
Sometimes you just got to break into a little Tracy Chapman and Vanessa Carlton in the middle of your own tunes just to remind people to feel something.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, I got emotional. Yes. That was good.
My first show at Higher Ground was Vanessa Carlton, and Hanson opened.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so good. It was so good.
What else did Hanson play?
They just did that over and over again, I think. No, they're actually an incredible band. They're, if you ever have, I don't know, it'll probably take you some time, a couple hours to kill, dive into the Hanson catalog. You probably have some of those CDs. They've definitely traveled through here.
I bet we do.
Yeah.
Maybe they've even played on Exposure. Who knows?
They were like 12 when they released that. It's crazy. Yeah.
I do not. And they're all like related, right?
Yeah, they're all brothers. They're all brothers.
Well,
they're all handsome, which that's not handsome. It just shouldn't be allowed. There should always be at least one sibling that you're just kind of like, what happened? Like, is that?
Archie Manning.
Maybe they have. Yeah, right. Maybe they have another brother, and they're just like, "No, we're good, thanks." It was like a Jonas Brothers situation. They just like left Frankie out.
So we prepared an announcement for the station. If you don't mind reading it at the top of the hour, this is 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. Oh, by the way,
all right. Grandma Hobbies. Do you have that one friend who refuses to leave the house, knits or crochets everywhere, and likes to curl up with a hot cup of tea instead of going to the clubs? I'm just curious where these clubs would be. If this sounds familiar, you may have a grandma friend in your life, and you should try to be more like them. Studies have shown that people with grandma hobbies can lead to longer, healthier lives by improving mental, cognitive, and physical health through activities like knitting, gardening, and baking. So the next time you have the choice, put down your phone and pick up the knitting needles. This is so well written. I love this. You may just sharpen your mind and become a super cool grandma friend yourself. This message has been brought to you by your knitting, baking, and cozy grandma DJs here at 90.1 WRUVM FM Burlington. That's the best. Where do you find these? These are incredible. They just send
DJs
them in.
DJs write them.
We make them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So grandma hobby, is this you just want people to have them. It's not like a company or anything.
No.
Amazing.
We have all kinds of announcements.
Wow. Okay. I was assuming that these were going to, like, I was like, please don't give me the Vagisil ad or like, I was like, when I told you to just pick one, I was like, what am I going to be? Yeah.
We would be
be conned into talking about. That was nice. Yeah.
You should try to be more like them.
Yeah, I agree. So which one of you is the grandma friend of the DJs here at?
Grandma friend.
Oh.
Ava? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Call each other out. That's actually what I was. Yeah.
I bake.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody should like meander in the grandma hobbies, but that's lovely. That's a mission I can get behind. Yeah. Next time we do one of these interviews, though, they're going to be like, can you read this thing? And I'm going to be so trusting because this one was so wholesome.
This one was so good.
And it's going to be like the genocides. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, career over.
That's so good. Do you guys have any grandma hobbies? Any hobbies that you would consider?
I don't know about grandma hobbies, but Trevor does have some sweaters that, like, my grandma would envy.
My grandma was a great sweater maker.
Oh, your grandma actually made those sweaters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see,
oh, yeah. So that's perfect.
Yeah, they're epic. They're epic. They're at the point where, like, I want to, like, make kind of, like, you know when you go to, like, a hockey game, you see, like, the jersey that's been, like, hung up?
Oh, yeah, like, in the rafters?
Yeah, it's like that. They're so tattered that it's, like, to wear them, like, every time I, like, put it on, probably, like, another thread mm-hmm. will
Yeah. Come you have out. To cherish it.
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think staying home is my grandma hobby. Like, post-pandemic, I just have the hardest time motivating myself to leave the house if I don't have something that I, like, explicitly have to do. And I think that's, like, a big character flaw, but also has added years to my life.
What's no, that's also a good thing.
Between crochet and knitting.
Please don't piss me off.
Is there a difference?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Crocheting, you have a hook.
Okay.
And typically it's just one hook and you go, like, row by row. So if you're right-handed, you'll just hook with your right hand. But knitting is two needles. You can knit in the round. Mm. You can knit straight across, like, on the needles.
More ways to go.
Crocheting, there's this certain reputation that things made by crocheting kind of look more crafty, more homemade, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, nothing crocheted lays, like, perfectly flat yeah. or perfectly straight. Yeah, I get that.
And, yeah, knitting, I think... they're like for garments you can do maybe more professional looking stuff, but also people crochet like lace, so don't sleep on that.
Okay, but you could sleep on it. It sounds comfortable.
Like, yes, you know. That's true. That is true.
Great point.
What would you be make like salt? You like can stuff and make salsa. That's like not grandma.
I don't can stuff. I do make salsa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like...
No jams or jellies.
Just salsa.
Salsa guacamole.
Okay.
Okay.
So like south of the border grandma hobby. Like, yeah, where are these grandmas from? Like
that. No, there are...
No, when I perfect the enchilada, training. Yes. Yeah. But no, until then.
That's a mission.
I have Canadian grandma hobbies. Like, every time I see a big piece of wildlife, I'm like, wow. And I have to take a photo on my phone, even though you can't see it. Like, that's kind
and
of
it's a like
grandma.
A blurry
it's
like pixel. Yeah.
Too
much.
Then you show everyone, and they're like, what is that?
Yeah, that's my fatal flaw, I think, is that I, like, if I go see a band, it's like, I would never zoom in beyond 3x because it's like, people know I wasn't that close. Like, I just want, to give them my authentic experience. But, like, I see a deer, and I'm like, 50x. And they're like, what is that? And I'm like, that's the eye of a deer.
Yeah, you need to get the glint in the eye, I was going to say. That's where the spirit of the deer hides.
It's true. It's like that scene in Harry Potter.
The Patronus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I have an idea for a public service announcement, and I've been sitting on this for a long time.
I'm writing it down.
Do you know the Dawn dish soap commercial with the duck
in
the oil?
Yes,
well,
yes.
You know that was, like, funded by Big Oil.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have you thought that they had to dunk that specific cute little duck in that oil to film that commercial?
Just for the ad?
Are you an empath by chance?
Yeah, I think
I'm getting those vibes.
Yeah.
I think so.
I just, like, can't watch it the same. I'm like, wow. How much good could Don really be doing? And what, like, I try to justify it. I'm like, maybe that was like a criminal duck. Like, maybe that was,
that was a bad duck.
Yeah.
Oh, no duck could ever be bad, I think.
I agree. There's no bad ducks, just bad owners.
In the battle of duck versus BP, it's duck is the hero every time.
Yeah.
Yes. Gotta
That's
be.
Actually a comic book and subsequent screenplay I've been working on. Is the
is
duck
it a tragedy?
It is a tragedy. It's dark humor. My
I'm
collab
scared.
With Tim Robinson. He plays the duck.
Does he voice it?
No, he's actually dressed up like it, like the duck, and they throw him in the oil. He's just like, "What the hell?" And it's just that's the, basically all I have so far.
And then they just but, film him as they're putting Dawn on him.
Yeah, it's more of a like a short film, I guess.
Yeah. I really like this actually.
It could be the ad to like a competitor. Yeah. Of Dawn.
It's like, are there any spoilers in the ad? And you're like, yeah, the whole trailer is actually...
This is Dawn Draper level, like...
Yes. I have a lot of ideas. Not all of them good, but I think we're on to something here.
This is up there with the Tacoma going off the cliff, and that just being the commercial.
is that one of your ideas?
Yeah, I just came up with it. I just fathomed it right now. But
Tacoma going off the cliff?
No.
No, that was the geniuses at Toyota.
Oh. Okay.
We do God write bless songs them. To get in car commercials sometimes. So.
speak for yourself.
What kind of car commercial? Like what brand? Toyota?
Oh yeah, Honda days I think is the peak.
Happy Honda
royalty royalties for folks who do what we do. We played some shows with American Authors. Do you remember that band?
Yes.
Like this is going to be the best day of my life.
Yes.
We keep getting offers from Subaru, but yeah. It's a big no. It's a hard no.
They want me to wear crocheted clothing. I'm just like, I can't do it. It looks too frumpy. But if you knit me something,
like. We just need you to have a friend film you cutting someone off.
Yeah.
Whoa. But in extreme weather, that is the premise.
You can cut anyone off at any time, no matter the conditions.
Yeah, it's true.
Subaru.
I told them I'd do it, but I only want to drive a car that's 10 plus years old.
So you don't think you could get into Toyota-thon?
I mean,
is that too big time?
I could, but what would that duck say? Like, as knowing I'm going foreign with my art. I guess Subaru is probably foreign made as well.
Yeah. Probably.
They don't make them here in Vermont just because we all drive them, I guess.
Right.
In my head, there's like Bernie Sanders is assembling them behind the dealership on Pine Street.
In his little mittens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the mittens.
So that very progressive family can drive them home at an affordable rate.
Right.
And then, actually, if Bernie was sewing them together, we all partially own a Subaru that we could drive.
Right.
I'm into it, actually. You know what? I'm going to call them. I'm doing the ad.
Yeah.
We played, this is a tangent. We played Senate events with Bernie Sanders in 2016 or 17. It was right after the first run for president, so I guess it was 17. And that guy, he must have been at least 75 at that point. I don't know how old Bernie is. He was old. And so how they lined them up. Is that basically it was my pal Dylan, who plays the fiddle in The Fire Below, and myself, and we would set up in a town, like in a town hall, and we would play for like an hour while these people of the town meandered and like had cookies and tea or whatever, and then like Christine Hallquist and Bernie Sanders and a bunch of other state reps would roll in and they would give speeches, and while they started to give the speeches, we would pack our stuff and we would go to the next town that we were going to and we would set up and start playing while they finished, and it was like this like building block thing, and every single time, three times in a row, Bernie asked if he could help us carry anything, even though he's the main event here. That's like the Rolling Stones asking the Verve Pipe if they could help them lug their Nord, and Bernie's just like, is there anything we can do for you? Can I help you carry anything? And I'm like, I think you're good, dude. Yeah. Like, thanks so much, but that guy gets my nod every time just for being a good human.
Yeah. Feel the burn.
Yeah, feel the burn. Should we play our one happy song? Our car commercial song?
Yeah. Yes, we need to hear it now.
Yeah.
The song's called It'll Be Okay. Just imagine a nice family four-wheel drive vehicle cruising down a lost highway as we play it.
Giving up, I'm giving in.
the story goes, I say the wrong thing. Can't turn the page, stand in the way, it'll be okay. Sometimes I wonder how's your brand new lover, it's been years. Will that still so hard to hear? Is she your last or just your lately? Did she call you out? Maybe I need to know it. I need to know. This flame it burns within me rises up like fire from below. Can't let it go. Throw up the white. Where the story goes, I say the wrong. Get to the page, stand in the way, it'll be okay. I still don't have the money, but I'm making just enough to get me by. Are these days a little longer? Darkness suddenly just feels alright. Can't let it go, throw up the white flag. Not giving up, I'm giving in. Where the story goes, I say the wrong thing. Can't turn the page. Stand in the way. It'll be okay.
That was brought to you by the fine folks at Burlington Subaru.
Those are the kind of reads that we need.
Then we could do this show live at the Sphere.
If you could, if they could, you know, underwrite WRUV, we would really appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see what I can do. I'll send some emails. I'll be like, I don't know if you heard, but yeah, the other night. We were on the radio and we mentioned you a lot. And
exposure live from the Sphere.
Yeah, I know. We need to stop. We need to stop mentioning them. They're not even paying to be mentioned.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like
no free promo.
I'm just going to start mentioning things that I wish would sponsor us. And I
manifest.
Like, I'm one of those
manifest
bands. I would sell it out in a second. I think. Like we would be dressed like NASCAR drivers if it was up to me.
I've been trolling Kramer to make the Kramer telly for years now, and it's just not working.
Yeah, let's manifest. Manifestation is the Pee Wee Herman's word of the day for our appearance on Exposure.
Do we have to scream whenever we hear it now?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. Who are you jealous of in your life and why?
Who am I jealous of?
Oh, thank you for asking that.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. What a question.
It can be anybody.
Oh, my God. You know, I'll give the serious answer. For a long time, I struggled with alcohol for a long time, and I think I was always jealous of anybody who was doing better than me in any facet of, like, they were in a happy relationship and I couldn't keep one together, and they were doing these things, and I couldn't get there. I kind of learned at that point when I gave it up that I was holding myself back in a lot of ways, and I tried I think it's important to embrace jealousy because I think it's human and it's primal and it's something we all deal with, and I think it's important to acknowledge it and then immediately let go of it. Because situational, you know, everybody has it. I think it's important to remember that the person that you're jealous of, or the thing that you're jealous of, or that you're longing for, like, that person also has their white whale. They also have their thing that they're dealing with or striving for and just can't seem to reach. man, there's so much to be grateful for, but there's also so much to be jealous of. I would say if I, you know, every year that passes by, I'm jealous of people who maybe didn't have to grind as hard to reach the dream as we've been grinding. We play 200 shows a year, and some of them are amazing, and we get amazing opportunities, and we've met amazing people. But it'd be nice to be able to buy a brand new Subaru, and these gigs don't pay that way for the most part, and it all goes right back into it. So, I think that I'm jealous of anybody who's doing the things I want to do better or more efficiently than I'm doing. But again, I try to acknowledge that and let it go. Mm. How about you? I'm that's a great question. And are they British, by the way? Like Taylor Swift, that would be an easy answer if I need to pinpoint like a person, right? Like, is there anybody who's doing what we're doing that doesn't just wish you were doing what she was doing? And I think if the answer is no, I wouldn't want to do that, I think you're lying, because I think everybody picks up a hairbrush or a broom or whatever it might be, or a play school instrument, and dreams of being Bruce Springsteen or dreams of being Taylor Swift, and you want that kind of accolades, and you want people to acknowledge that you're doing something and creating something. So I think that would be my easy answer. Like, yeah, I'll say Queen Taylor. Like, if they called me tomorrow and wanted me to play the Kia Forum, I would be on a plane before the call was over.
Yeah.
And I would wear that skirt. Those Louis Vuitton bodysuits or whatever. Yeah.
I think I might be jealous of anyone with a job currently, like an actual job. Good.
Yeah, I was that guy for a while. Now I'm that guy again, I think. I, like, worked a traditional job while playing, well over 100 shows a year, and just recently made this my full-time gig. And, I'm starting to see, I'm like, oh, man, insurance is really cool, actually. I wouldn't have said that at 24, but 31, I'm like, man, that would be great.
Oh, I'm so not answering this question. No.
Yeah. Any DJs want to answer the question?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm jealous of like you guys because you have so much musical talent like that. Like, I wish I could do that.
That was a good answer. That was good. I like when my ego gets inflated.
You're welcome. Yeah. It's true. It's so cool that you can go up there and do that.
I think there's so many. Again, I like this is my after school special answer, but it's like I think that everybody has something that is individual to them, something that only you can do. There is one thing in your life, even if you can't pinpoint it right now, there is one thing that you do more you and better than anybody else could do it. And I think that it's kind of a superpower when people are able to point it out. And I think that a lot of people assume that this is our superpower, and I would like to think it is, but, you know, there are definitely days when it doesn't feel that way, and it's nice to hear. I'm just definitely with a lot of gratitude. Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
I want to hear the rest of your answers. You don't get out of it just because she's sweet.
I'm jealous of my sister. She's living in California right now, and it's so warm, and I've been freezing these past few days.
Cosmic's from L.A. He's one of, like, the five people who is actually from L.A.
Legit.
Wow, right. One of five. Right. Of not five. Just the area.
If he was a Topps baseball card, he'd be worth so much. I wouldn't need insurance. I'd be like, I'll buy a new body.
I'm jealous of Vanessa Carlton playing the piano in the 1,000 Miles music video, or anyone who got to be on the set of Mamma Mia.
The movie?
Yes.
Okay. Such a valid
Do you ever think
answer.
About that? They're just having fun in Greece and singing songs.
I bet it didn't feel that way when you were making that movie, though.
I bet it did.
You think so?
It was magic. It depends what character you were, truly. Mm-hmm. If you were one of the dads... Maybe it didn't feel that way.
I haven't seen that movie, I don't think, since like 2008.
I heard that was a great year to see it, though.
Yeah, it was like the year, I think.
Yeah,
it was like
that's
the
what
year
I heard.
Out, yeah.
Maybe.
The best one.
How old were you in 2008? No,
it was earlier than that.
Was it earlier than that?
I hate to say that. I definitely remember it was earlier than
Fact
that.
Fact check. Yeah. 2006, maybe?
When it earlier. Came out?
Yeah.
I was five.
You were five in 2008? Oh, my. Yeah.
Right. Mamma Mia, I feel like that must have been...
Here we go
like,
again.
That must have been, if my memory of things is correct, I'm dating it to around 2002 or 3. No.
2008.
Oh my god. Then I have no memory, which also tracks. It's been getting worse.
Were you mistaking it with another Pierce Brosnan movie?
Very well could have been.
Was it Goldfinger that you were
Definitely not, because that's earlier than that. I think.
I think.
Time is a construct, man. All right, last but not okay. least.
I'm jealous of people with good memories because okay. I cannot remember anything. Speaking of that, I think since I got to college, my brain has just, I think there's too many things that I'm trying yeah. to jam into it all the time.
I agree.
And I miss when I was able to remember things for more than like 20 minutes.
I'm going to debunk the college structure here, like as someone far enough removed from it. I think college is just a great excuse to learn how to learn things and navigate life. I like actually think anything that you learn is like you're going to retain the stuff that's important to you. I think that's just, you know, they're just teaching you how to take things in. So take that with a grain of salt. Don't be too hard on yourselves.
You know, I read a couple days ago that college, it's very normal to forget everything. Like you take your finals. Okay, it's out of my brain. Yeah. Whatever. But it sticks when you, like, get a job and you really learn it on the job. And right. then it comes back to you because it was in your brain.
Sure, you've been exposed to it before. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's all about exposure.
Exposure.
Thank you. Yes. And we're clipping that, and that's our new intro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Wow.
We're adding so that.
It almost feels like this whole show led up to that moment.
Right. It did, yeah. You guys sent me so many emails with this script, clearly. Like, we were so prepared.
We were working hard in the writer's room for that one. We were like, we just struggled.
Imagine if you were prepping for exposure like an SNL episode and it was just 12-hour days or round table. And they're like, what are we going to get Troy to do? He won't dress up like the turkey again.
And you just have to imagine the wigs that we have on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, with your actual hairline still breaking out.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. I don't really believe that she's Mike Myers, but it's okay.
Suspend the disbelief. Should we hear another song?
Let's do it.
That would be beautiful. I'm really still not over the Vanessa Carlton into Tracy Chapman.
That's life changing.
That's what this band does. When we're left to our own devices, we just mash songs up.
Oh, yeah. Also, just so you know, someone did request in the chat that you play Tom Waits a little bit ago, so I hope they're still listening, if they're a real one.
I don't think we do any Tom Waits, but I do love Tom Waits.
You can play a song that is spiritually...
Tom Waits? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if you were to, like, if Martha would somehow become part of the set, that would be dope.
That would be great. Oh, yeah, for you, especially.
Yeah, dude.
Let's do the single we're working on right now.
Beautiful.
This is a good segue, actually. This is a song about forgiving yourself and the people that you feel like have done wrong by you because you don't know, you know, your being is a prism and you don't know which way the light reflects off it to people who aren't yourself. And I think it's important to be accountable when you are the antagonist in someone else's story. And I think it's okay to empower yourself when you're the protagonist in your own narrative. And this song is about grappling with that.
I met you in a spa. I'd been in quite a while. It was crippling, though I told myself it's mild. Been since I was a child. My head was a prison. I'd been sentenced to death. Yeah, but you picked the lock and then you took me in. Started living. So far to exercise those demons, cut so deep I didn't even feel it. I guess I'm kneeling. We call it love and we said forever. Take a miracle for this to stick together. Sing on. There is silence in your morning glow. The child you bear has your life on hold. Would your daddy say if he did know? If he did know. Did my lungs fill up and the words lost meaning? I ran so far to exercise those demons. Cut so deep I didn't even feel it. I guess I'm healing. I went searching for washed myself clean. Yeah, the voice in my head can be so goddamn mean. I bet you see what it sees. Cause I can't forgive little things about myself. Dredge my feet in concrete, now I'm screaming. Ship has sailed. When my lungs fill up and my words lost meaning, I've come so far, but I still get this feeling. Cut too deep and I'm still bleeding. But I hope you're healing. I guess I'm.
That was beautiful.
So pretty.
Thank you so much. Hopefully, at the rate we release music, that'll be out in the next 5 or 6 years.
I'll be waiting. Yeah, we'll be waiting for sure.
You guys will all have jobs by then. It'll be good. Yeah.
Hopefully.
And you'll remember the things that you need to remember.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Yes.
Like that song.
Yeah.
Most crucially.
Every word of it, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It's going to live in the corner of your brain where nothing else goes. That's like if I was in Radiohead, that's a lyric I would write.
All right, I have a question.
Okay.
What do you think is the biggest animal you could fight and win?
Yes.
That duck from that commercial we talked.
Oh, hasn't it been through enough?
Yeah, he was, yeah, that duck, he's had a hard life. He's like a... He wanted to be Howard the Duck, and then he didn't get the part, and he wanted to be one of the Mighty Ducks, and he didn't get the part.
Yeah.
And then he, are you familiar with who Tonya Harding is? She's the Olympic skater.
Yeah.
Who,
of course.
Yeah, he tried to do that to Daffy Duck, and then and then they put him in that commercial. But yeah, that duck I could definitely almost take, as long as it didn't fly at me. Like, from behind, I could take that duck's, no problem.
With the oil on it or no oil?
No oil, yeah.
No oil.
If that duck is lubed, not a chance.
It'd be a lot harder.
Yeah. Actually, I'd like to change my answer to a fried duck. I could probably fight a fried duck.
Oh, totally.
I feel like you could... look, there's definitely some animals that... In, like, you know the movie The Revenant? Like, that could be you if need be. I'm changing the question for you. What kind of animal would you crawl inside for warmth if you... That same duck?
I don't think I could crawl inside any animal for warmth.
No, I don't think I could do it.
I always thought Luke
Skywalker, I was like, what a psychopath. And then... Leonardo DiCaprio does it, and they're like an Oscar, and I'm like, no, this is still weird.
Still weird.
Yeah, the lightsaber is what changed it. I think
there is a TikTok channel that I like, and I wish I knew the name of it, but it's like, it'll be like 1,000 John Cena, or like, yeah, 1,000 John Cena's versus 100 T-Rex, and it like simulates.
Yes, I love those. Yeah.
You watch the whole
it's
thing
like
through.
1 million Martin Luther Kings versus like 100 alligators, and I'm like, yeah.
Gotta log in.
And you have to watch the whole thing right. Yeah. Every time.
Until there's like one out. Each standing, and you're like, yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I don't know if any of you have ever seen MLK take down an alligator.
Yeah.
But I'm a changed man. Yeah.
Did he RKO the alligator?
Yeah. Out of nowhere. So you have no answer? There's no animal that you could take?
Okay, so back to the original question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. We did have a discussion recently in this band about which one of our bandmates think they could fight their father.
Oh,
at this
wow.
point, and I don't know how we got on.
Yeah,
it,
I was about
we were
to say,
rehearsal.
What were you just, talking about before?
Yeah, we think that's like the epitome of our bassist, Dan Bishop, who's like a lovely human and would definitely not throw a punch at anybody. But he's like, I think I knew I was a man when I thought I could take my father. But his father's old. So, so like now it's just sad.
I mean, isn't
Sanders carrying the amps?
Isn't every father old? Yeah.
What's that?
Every father's old in comparison to their.
Comparison, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't fight my dad. He's what? Still. Yeah, he still scares me.
That's deep. Yeah, that's a very like thought-provoking.
And how sad that when you think you can, you're like at the end of the.
You've made it. Like, where else is there?
Yeah, there's nothing else to
right.
do.
There's
so it's just like sad. Once I can take my dad, it's 100 alligators. After that, that's the progression.
Just upload my consciousness. Do this.
Was it like the biggest animal you could take and win, or is it just
biggest?
Like, what's the situation? Like, because I'm not a fighter by nature, but, like...
Oh. I'm like just thinking about the raccoons, and, like, I know the raccoons are going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't beat a raccoon.
Oh, no, you got to take pack animals right off the table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But just one singular. If they don't have the pack, like...
One raccoon? I would still... One raccoon is one testy...
Feral.
Yeah. Right.
True.
Penguin. I think I could beat a penguin.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what constitutes victory? Like, if I get away from it?
It's the biggest biggest animal I could think.
You, like in you,
it's open to interpretation.
You gotta wrestle it.
Like a kitten?
They tap out?
You know what? Actually, I would choose a kitten, and here's why. It's because I'm very allergic. So after the defeat, I would be like, I've earned it. Like, I deserve the term.
Okay.
Like,
that's fair. Yeah.
That's good logic.
And when you say kitten, I feel like the thing is, like, in a battle of cat versus dog, it's cat every time because they're crazy.
Yeah.
Dogs, like, they want to be your friend. Cats are doing their own thing.
Yeah, it's true. Like, imagine if Clifford the Big Red Dog was a cat. That's not a wholesome family tale anymore.
Oh, my God.
That's Godzilla.
Yeah,
it's Godzilla.
Yes.
Yeah, lasers coming out of its eyes probably. Yeah.
So, you know, but the thing about kittens is like the ones where you can like put them in your hand, you know, like fresh, you know, fresh little kittens. Like it's very possible. No, I'm going to say it because when my cat Minerva was a kitten, she was so fierce.
Oh, okay.
She was so fierce. Yeah.
Oh, but a cat dunked in oil.
Nothing fiercer. Nothing fiercer. Beware.
Fierce and Slippery.
Oh, yeah. Nothing fiercer than that.
Fierce and Slippery is another great album name.
Write that down. No, I love your answers, though, because my roommate used to ask guys on dating apps that question, and they would be like, a bear, a wolf, and, like, say these crazy answers, and it's like, come on now. You're not fighting those things.
No. Yeah. I have an answer, though, now that you say that. Now that...
It's one, a wolf bear.
No, coyote. I could take on a coyote for sure.
Oh,
a coyote.
Yeah.
One.
Definitely.
A coyote, absolutely. I'm from California, and I've grown up with coyotes. And you learn how to scare coyotes. Because you see crazy things. Like, you'll see them, like, stalking behind, like, old people. And
dang. You're defending the...
The elderly, yeah.
Yeah.
I could fight a coyote if I was defending the elderly.
One coyote, and not that I necessarily think I could or should fight it, but just because it could be easily scared.
Definitely.
In a wrestling match, like if the coyote was animated, I think the coyote would win.
Like if Dave Carl Roberts was sitting on a bench doing the things from that ad read, and a coyote snuck up behind him, I would kill that coyote.
And that's a callback. Perfect. Yeah, we're opening up the exposure universe.
Yeah. Yes.
Creative out followers.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question for you, and we'll play one more song.
Yes.
Who are your favorite local bands right now?
Well, you all.
Okay, that's
nice. All right.
There you go.
That was good.
I have to think.
Do you have friends in band? What year are all you guys?
Senior.
Okay. Junior. I'm a sophomore.
Okay, yeah. There is hope for the younger generations.
We had Spatic on, which is like a college band, and I'm really liking their stuff. And I think they're maybe releasing new music soon, I like them.
Do you guys have a studio on campus? Is that a thing? I know St. Mike's tried that for a hot minute.
I think maybe you can rent, you can rent time in the music hall.
That's cool.
Which is really awesome. Tap in.
How about you? What are you listening to locally?
Locally, in terms of fresh releases right now, or
no, just like your favorite. You see a band announce a show down the road from your house, you're like, I gotta see it, and I hope everybody I know goes to see it.
Remy Rustin every time.
Yeah,
that's great
for sure, especially when they're at Monkey House, because I live in Winooski. But who else? I mean.
I feel like there's so many. We
if Flory counts as local, they're really good.
They are good. I feel like the Fire Below has never been a cool band. Even when we were young and of the age when we could have been a cool band. But there's so many. I mean, I love Andriana and the Bananas. I love Jesse Taylor Band, Milton Busker and the Grim Work, Ryan Sweezy, Dave Carl Roberts. I've been busting on him today. He's one of my favorite people.
Robber.
Yeah, Danny is a cool ambassador for the scene. Eustace, Dan Bishop's project.
Absolutely.
Cosmic the Cowboy.
Represent.
Our drummer, Matt DeLuca, is in 50 bands. And our guitar player, Colin Craig, he has a band called The Renegade Groove that was popping off when I was in college. And they're back. They're doing a D'Angelo tribute. That's a show that I can't miss.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to have a D'Angelo hologram. I could be wrong.
ABBA.
Yeah, Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
Yeah. It all circles back.
Yeah, go see your local bands. If you've never heard of them before, they're probably worth seeing.
100%. Shout out to all of those bands just mentioned and more.
We are sponsored by all those bands. It's a weird underbelly of performance art.
And they don't tell you. Yeah. They don't tell you about that when you try to enter the music scene here in Brooklyn.
Right, they don't. You're sorry, everybody's already locked up with contracts. No one's signed, but we're all indebted to one another in a weird way. I've actually just been staring at your lines of tape over here, and I'm there's so many people on here that I just I'm oh yeah, I forgot about. I mean, and then you got the classics. You got Ruff Francis, Cat Wright, Medela, all the older elder statesmen of the scene, too, which might have been a little bit before you came to town, popping off in popularity, but it's all good stuff.
Important to shout them out.
Yeah, I agree. So. And I'm going to get 72 DMs from people after this.
Yes.
I actually like to alienate people when we do this. It's my. All right, shall we play one more song?
Yes.
Let's do this thing.
You and laugh when I'm right, but dream of you all day. Late at night, you're 3 tons away. Lines pass right on through. Same old voices, we long for the day we get back to the world we've been trying to change for so long. I guess got to admire this place. I miss you. I miss you, 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 I miss you. between you and me, I got lipstick and dry skin. So when these sheets so far in the rear view, it's like, can hardly see. Put together for a while, we're apart, it's been held in the dollar, held in my heart by rhymes and circles, but can't say what they stop or start. Peace to the fair minutes, give them the take, darling. Stay in my heart, finds newest breed. Last forever, we'll be together again soon. Won't last forever, we'll be together again soon. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. I miss you, I miss you.
All right, Cosmic, show him something.
City, you blame a girl, you call me hot, not pretty. Baby, do you like the beat? Well, wrote it so you might dance with me. It's 199 degrees doing it with me. H-O-T-T-O-G-O, you can take me hot to go. H-O-T-T-O-G-O, you can take me. Every night, well, in my dream, I see you, I feel you. That's how I know you're still strong. Near, far, wherever you are, well, I know my heart will go on. I miss you, 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 I miss you.
But Trevor, I thought the old lady threw it into the ocean at the end.
Seamless.
You can't do a Fire Below show and not play Celine Dion.
What a way to go out.
That was perfect. Wow.
Thank you guys so much. This has been so much fun.
Do you have anything to promote before we head on out?
Oh, man. We check the social medias at Millette Music, M-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, music, M-U-S-I-C, TroyMilletteMusic.com. We have new music coming out this year. We're going on tour this year. We're playing a bunch of shows locally. Yeah, all sorts of good stuff. Locally. Yeah, all sorts of good stuff. We got stuff, I would say. So thank you guys so much for having us.
Wait, before you go, where can we find your music?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you steal music, you can find our stuff.
Okay, perfect.
If you go to like dive bars in Franklin County, you can find our first album, Propping Up Tables That Used to Wobble.
They play a very important role.
They do, yeah. That's
like the mushy grapes in the fruit salad.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we are coasters and stabilizers. That's what we are.
Very important.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
So
amazing.
Harmonized. Thank you. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
We tried. So not musically inclined.
Oh no, that was like the Beach Boys of radio DJs. That was great.
That's what we were aiming for.
Mike loves Beach Boys, not the Brian Wilson version, but Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, getting losing home. The way you play with my head, all the way to my soul.